Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Sembro assente, sono fatto così, troppo trasparente, ed ogni tanto fuggo nel mio mondo lontano da qui. Penso troppo poco a me e colleziono i tuoi sorrisi da tempo ormai. Sono la porta che non hai chiuso, tu la frase che non ho finito. Solo stavi troppo male, ecco sono qui, sono fatto così.
Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli, lento, dimentica il passato, rimani qui al mio fianco, corriamo a perdi fiato, restando male.
Ancora, so che la mia bocca fuma troppo e non canta più. Forse ti spaventa un po', credo sia lo strano modo di dire che chi mi manca sei tu.
Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli, lento, dimentica il passato. Rimani qui al mio fianco, corriamo a perdi fiato, restando mano nella mano. E senti il sole, riscalda le tue mani e muore. Ci manca quel coraggio di andare via lontano, sarebbe un lungo viaggio. Tra la gente, noi vicini ma distanti, e ritornano i ricordi. Li nascondo sul mio viso, la mia maschera è un sorriso, e mi volto indifferente. E distratto, io ti vedo tra la gente, noi vicini ma distanti, e ritornano i ricordi. Li nascondo sul mio viso, la mia maschera è un sorriso. Non so se dire o no, vorrei fosse.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Adriano Gheradini, the song Sono Fatto Così. So stay tuned now to Max and Friends because we got a great show for you ahead. I'm still kicking in Italy and I hope you have a good night. But don't go anywhere because right now it's Max and Friends.
Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Richie. Why am I playing the CSI Miami theme song? Well, because the one and only Eva LaRue is still here with me.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Max and Friends. Wow! Welcome back. don't you miss that intro?
That is the best intro of any TV show. I might be partial, but it is. It's like, wow!
It's so good.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? That, do you know how many people still think the show airs?
Well, yeah, because it's on ad nauseum, I think, on three different channels. Like, on Sundays, you can watch it
Marathon.
Kaya watches it every single Sunday.
It's the best.
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Sorry for the weird intro, but I'm hanging with my friends in the studio tonight, so I don't even feel like I'm here working. But I'm your host, Max Tucci. If it's your first time tuning in, I'm here 11 years. Where have you been? If it's your first time joining us, thank you for joining me. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Let me know what's going on in your life. And if you got someone that you think I need to have on my show, well, then email me, max@maxtucci.com, and we'll look into having them on the show. But tonight, we've got Eva LaRue here because we are talking about a million things because she's got a new show on the CW, which is a great show. And plus, wow, you've got your parenting on YouTube. You've got your channel there. So, Eva LaRue, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Thanks, Max Tucci. Max and I have been friends since he was a teenager.
And now I'm 40 years old. So, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about your new show, which airs on the CW, which is
Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales. It's really fun. It's on in every market at a different time, mm-hmm. but it would be on between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the CW on the Saturday market, and that Saturday.
Every Saturday morning.
Yeah, so in Los Angeles, for instance, we're on at 1 p.m., but I think in San Diego, we're on at 10 a.m. in the morning. It is a really great family show. It's super inspirational, super educational. It's anybody who loves animals, this is absolutely your must-see show because it's all these fantastic stories about how animals are doing heroic, amazing things for people and people are doing these heroic, amazing things for animals. And it's every kind of animal and it's all of these stories about people just doing incredible amazing.
Well, tell us, there's a great story. There's a dog. I mean, you know, you told the story earlier in the studio here. Chris Browning was here before, and you met him, and you were telling us about there's a child with diabetes, and he's got this dog.
Yeah.
And tell the story, because it's amazing.
It's the most amazing story. And these are the kind of stories you will see when you watch this show, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales. So there was a dog that was in a kill shelter, and mm-hmm. he was on his last couple of days. He was going to be put to sleep at the end of the week, and one of the private shelters picked him up. You know how these private shelters will take the dogs that are
right.
that are on their last, you know, going to be
their
put
last
to sleep.
Leg.
On their last leg. And the woman who owned this private shelter thought the dog was so smart that she gave the dog to somebody else to be retrained as a service animal. Mm-hmm. Well, the dog ended up being so smart that he was trained to be a diabetic service dog. Mm-hmm. And he ended up going to a home. He found a forever home with this mm-hmm. little boy who's 8 years old who has diabetes. And they were having such problems keeping track of the little boy being either super high blood sugar or super low blood sugar, where he would faint. He would have these fainting mm-hmm. swells, or he would have high blood sugar and he would have seizures or go into
crazy.
Like crazy seizures. And there was no way to really keep track of him overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, sure, they were pricking his finger and taking his blood, you know, all during the day, but at night it was really, really difficult. So he got this fantastic dog mm-hmm. who had a second chance at life. And the dog, the mom, wears a belt around her waist that has this little thing that pulls off of it.
Okay.
So when the dog actually smells when the little boy has high blood sugar or low blood sugar.
This is wild.
Isn't this wild? That's how amazing this dog's sixth sense is. So when the little boy is either high or low, the dog runs to the mom, yanks the little thing off of her belt, mm-hmm. which means, hello, pay attention to me. This is about the kid.
Like announces the situation.
And then the dog either bows down, which mm-hmm. means the little boy's blood sugar is low, or he raises his paw in the air, which means his blood sugar is high.
Wow.
Literally saves the little boy's life every day, all day. All night, all day.
And I love that the show, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales, is telling these stories, because these are stories where, like, you know, you have kids, it's the weekend, you don't want them on their phone all day.
Right.
You're like, get off your phone and learn something.
It's also something you can watch together, because you're not going to sit down and really watch with mm-hmm. them all of their crazy cartoons or whatever you're going to want to, like, you know, put a bullet in your brain.
And you're like such the animal person, too. Like,
yes.
I remember from Bingo, like, Eva has this little dog, Bingo. We grew up together.
He's
Bingo,
the best dog, right? I know.
And you've, like, done covers of magazines with Bingo. Bingo's, like, got his own, he should have, like, his own Instagram page.
He really should. I should have started him with an Instagram page. Should.
It's not too late. Listen, you're doing this show now. Now's the perfect time.
Oh, my God. Do you know what happened with Bingo this morning, though?
Oh, well, here we go. Animal Tales with Eva LaRue.
Here's my animal tale. I woke up this morning because the dogs, both my dogs, Cholula and Bingo, they sleep with Kaya, my 17-year-old daughter. And because I'm a really light sleeper, so they can't sleep with me, because the second they move around, I would be awake. But Kaya comes running in my room this morning at like 7 a.m. And I thought it was Monday. I thought it was time to go to school. I was like, oh, my God, are you supposed to be at school? You can't stay home. Don't try to stay home today. And she goes, Mom, it's Sunday. And I'm like, what are you doing in my room? And she goes, Mom, Bingo exploded all over my room. I was like,
front or
what
back?
Do you mean back? Back and front, actually. She's like, he literally had explosive diarrhea. He blew all over the wall, all over the carpet, all over the side of the bed. He must have been running through the bedroom as he was exploding. It was like, it's disastrous. And you know, you can't really go in and clean it up, because everything's carpet or padded or so you have to wait for it to dry.
Right.
Before you can kind of like take a dry brush and get up. So it's in there. So the whole side of the house over there where Kaya's room is.
Is covered in Bingo's droppings.
Is painted in
brown.
Explosive diarrhea.
We'll talk about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales.
Oh my
Eva
gosh.
LaRue is here. It's a great series. It runs, how many weeks are you running the show now?
We did 16 episodes.
Okay.
It's going to run all the way through July, I believe.
Yes.
And that was just one amazing story.
Yeah.
There are literally dozens of amazing stories about and
you know,
about
there's one about the Catskill Animal Sanctuary, which is a haven for harmed animals. We've got a clip. We're going to play it in a minute. But before we do that, because you're going to stick around and be here, I met the most incredible talent the other day named Ravanya. She did the show Billy, This Ain't No Billy Jean King Story Play on theater. We went. Where was the theater? What was the name of the theater? I'll tell you in a minute. She'll tell us. But they're coming on the show. I had them on the show. And my mind is all frazzled because I'm like pre-recording shows and I don't know who I've spoken to.
What am I doing?
But we went to this play last night, and literally it was it's a modern day Color Purple.
Really?
Where it still talks about this young girl, Billy's life, grew up in Compton, went through all of these trials, like hardcore trials of abuse, sexual abuse, family, you know, bizarre stories that you would not believe are real.
Yeah.
And when you're watching on the stage, it's like Billy is...
She a one-woman show?
No, there was a cast.
Oh, okay.
And Ravanya played Billy's mother in the play last night. It was
wow.
It only ran for 2 days. It was incredible. So let's bring up my friend Ravanya to Max and Friends. Welcome to the show. Are you with us? Hello. All that intro. All right, we're going to call you back in 1 second. You know, this is the power of love live radio. But if you're there, we're here. So maybe I did something wrong, because I usually don't work the board. So let me see. Does that work? Ravanya, are you here?
Can you hear me?
Is.
Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure. Eva LaRue is here. Say hi to Eva.
Hi, Eva.
So, Ravanya was just telling Eva about the play last night. I have to, like, if you saw me right now, I'd be giving you a standing ovation. You were incredible. That whole cast last night.
Thank you so
it
much.
It was an emotional roller coaster. So, how are you feeling today after the 2-day run of Billy, This Ain't No Billy Jean King Story?
I feel great, but I'm exhausted.
I can imagine.
I'll bet.
right? Two days of live theater, and it's intense.
Did you do an afternoon performance and an evening performance, or two evening performances?
Two evening performances, and you know, just teching all week, and dress rehearsals, and changes, and all of the wonderful things that you go through on the journey of live theater.
Yeah,
you know, I wish that it was something that that was like, you know, in a good run for like a solid 10 weeks, because so many more people need to see that story.
Well, it doesn't mean it's over.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't mean it's over.
But for right now.
Yeah.
Like, because people are like, oh, can I go see it? I'm like, like, I want it to be right now. How can we get it going? But Ravanya, I'm bringing you on Max and Friends tonight because, you know, you were on Max and Friends. We had a show. We recorded a show last week, which will air next week, but whatever all that means. But you're doing something amazing with women in Africa. So.
Yes.
I want you to, because Eva has stuff. She's been to Africa a couple of times,
right?
Yeah. To Kenya and so on and so forth. So, Ravanya, share with us what you're doing with Africa and why. That's why I'm bringing you here tonight, to share your story about how you're changing the world one day at a time.
Okay. I have a one-woman show entitled This Is Very Important. The THNV in This Is Very is red. So it shows HIV when you read the title of the show.
Oh, wow.
But the show talks about women who have been infected with HIV. And it happens over a course of during different eras of the epidemic. So we have a woman who's diagnosed when it first hits, and she's a medical professional who actually contracts it from helping a patient not knowing that this person has AIDS.
Oh, wow.
And then we have a young lady who, you know, she contracts it from having unprotected sex with multiple sex partners. And not that she was promiscuous in a sense, but more so that she was constantly looking for love. Her mother left when she was a child, and her father became verbally abusive because the mother left. The more she looked like the mom, the more he just lashed out at her. And so when she found herself in relationships, even if she wanted to ask the guys to wear protection, they did not. And she feared them leaving or not loving her. So she did not. She kept inside what she really wanted to say just because she wanted to be loved. So she basically found HIV while looking for love.
Wow.
See, I told you she was powerful.
Yeah.
And I had to have you on because I know, listen, I'm going away. And I'm like, before I go away, you got to come on the show. You got to talk about what you're doing. Because, no, I adore you. You know, and you're doing, like, so many wonderful things. And I want everyone to know about it. So I salute you.
Oh, thank you so much, Matt.
So how did this come about for you?
We have a third character. Let me tell you about her. So we don't get to find out her story as to how she contracts it, but she is in denial. And she is a social media influencer. So she's one of the girls that meets these rich guys online, and they fly her places. And, you know, she does whatever she does when they fly her, wherever they fly her around the world. And she's in complete denial because of her lifestyle. She has money, you know. Mm-hmm. This, you know, I don't have this. The men that I'm dating or that I'm involved with, they're rich, powerful men. Mm-hmm. And we would know if they have it. So this, you know, I need to be tested by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in that whole denial stage. So you really just learn her lifestyle, and you learn how free she is with herself and giving of herself. But then in denial because she thinks, you know, she's beautiful. You know, do I look like I have HIV?
Mm-hmm.
So the piece pretty much, it's not really about the people who have HIV, and it's more so on the people in their lives that judge them and assume what they assume and how they contracted it and how they treat them when they find out they have it, and the journey of self-love and finding a way to live with it.
Right.
It's really what the story is about.
And you've got this, isn't it amazing? And you've got this coming out July 4th, 5th, and 6th, 2019. Tell us where the people can go see it.
Well, you'll have to be in South Africa in Grahamstown because I'll be there doing three performances in their National Arts Festival. It is the one of the world's largest performing arts festivals.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found out I will be doing two free performances in Los Angeles in a theater in Hollywood. I'm just waiting on the information. It's going to be sponsored by AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be two shows on the same day, one at 6 p.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. And all you'll need to do is just RSVP. So you'll have to have me back, Max, so I can give the information on the link and the location. But that'll be on a Saturday, June 15th, 16th, and it will be in honor of National HIV Testing Awareness Day.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
Now, how can people find you on Instagram? Because you post a lot up there.
I do. On Instagram, my personal page is at Ravanya, R A H as in Henry, V as in Victor, A U, N as in Nancy, I A. The show's Instagram is thisisveryimportant.show on Instagram. And the website is thisisveryimportantshow.com.
Now, you also have a GoFundMe. So tell us about your GoFundMe.
I have a GoFundMe, yes. I am raising money because the Arts Festival in South Africa, you have to submit and apply, and they have to approve you and invite you. However, you have to fund your entire trip. So I have to pay to get myself and my crew there, as well as pay for the theater space and all of my marketing and flyers and posters and things like that. So I'm raising money. I need close. It's like $8,881.
You're almost there too. I'm looking at it now. You're at $5,045. I'm gonna donate right now.
Yes,
for your cause.
Please do. Every $5 counts. I've been $5 people to death. Can you please donate your Starbucks or Coffee Bean or Joe's Coffee or the local coffee shop cup of coffee to me, please?
Absolutely.
It's for a great cause. Actually, every show that I've had, AIDS Healthcare Foundation has free testing vans that they've been so kind to bring a van outside so that people can get tested before, during, and after the show.
That's amazing.
It only takes 60 seconds. They test for more than just HIV. They also test for STDs. Even if you've been tested once and you're having sex, you should still be tested.
Look at you giving a PSA tonight here on Max and Friends.
You really do, because listen,
yeah,
I agree. Will tell you what. One of the reasons why I decided to do the show was that I found out the number among heterosexual women mm-hmm. was on the rise, specifically women of color. However, just the number of women who are contracting HIV from men that they're in relationships with. Many of them were in long-term relationships. Many of them were in marriages.
Wow.
So when you have those numbers, it's like, you really have to just protect yourself.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I mean, a lot of infidelity happens.
I love you for doing this.
It's hard for us to say, I cheated on you, yeah, but I also didn't use protection, so we should get tested.
Yeah, like a double whammy.
The double whammy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen.
We can't get the first whammy out.
Right, exactly, let alone the double. But, you know, I want to talk about your role as Teresa Wood on For the People on ABC.
Okay.
how was it for you to grab that role?
It was so exciting. I did it, you know, without an agent. It was based on a relationship that I had established. I mean, I know workshops got a bad rap and they're pretty much non-existent now. Mm-hmm. But I met a number of casting directors in that office 10, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just from every time I would book anything small or a short film or stage, I'd always send a postcard, keep in touch. And they would constantly bring me in for different things. And so that call came actually at a time where I lost the funding for my one-woman show.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my God, I just signed all these contracts. I made all these commitments. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the call to do that job, which was really only one episode. And they just kept calling me back.
And calling you back.
calling me back and calling me back and calling me back. And it's been amazing. It's a great set to be on. It's very diverse. Everybody's happy to be there. It's very different from, you know, a lot of experiences that I had. I will say that it's a lot of light. It's a lot of light on that set.
Yeah.
You know, the energy. They're vibrating pretty high. People
That's
just
not always the norm
in
Hollywood. That's
right.
Really so cool.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. But, you know, before we got to go, because I got to talk about Eva's show that she has on Saturdays,
yes,
which is Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales. But before that, tell us, you're in rehearsal. I'm so glad you took 10 minutes out of your rehearsal. You're doing something performing to benefit the homeless. So tell us about Eva. This is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
It's a project called Homeward LA, and you can go to homewardla.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they're raising money for the Midnight Mission downtown. They have an amazing program there. Outside of everything that they already do for the homeless, which is just, I was mind blown. I went on a tour. They do so much. They have this program called Bridge, where they help bridge people between living on the street to putting them into home housing. Mm-hmm. But instead of just finding housing for them, they figure out why it is they're on the street. So whether it's mental, drug addiction, financial, emotional abuse, whatever it is, they treat that first before they put you into housing. So you, wow. you go through this 90-day program of them assisting you and figuring out the thing that got you there so that you don't go back. And so, yeah, they're raising money. This year, the number of actors that are doing it, it's more than doubled. Mm-hmm. They have over 500 actors doing wow. 50 different productions of these stories of actual homeless people. Wow. And they're just everyday people.
In 10 days. Yeah, that's amazing. It says, I'm just reading the...
He was like all about it. She's already Googling
amazing.
It. So tell everyone where they can find more information about that. Again, the website.
At homewardla.com.
Perfect. All right. Homeward. And they have them everywhere. I have homewardla.org.
On the west side.
I have homewardla.org.
My performance is downtown. So, yeah, they're doing it everywhere.
Yeah, it says cool. 10 performances all over the city between April 26th through May 5th. $20 are how much the tickets are. They go directly to the Midnight Mission on Skid Row.
Eva, you just did something at Skid Row there not too long ago, right?
Yeah,
with Kaya?
Well, a really good friend of mine who's on Jane the Virgin, Justin Baldoni, every year for his mm-hmm. birthday, he throws the Skid Row Carnival. And mm-hmm. it's become massive. And so me and my daughter Kaya and my boyfriend and my assistant, actually, we went this year, and it's huge. And it's not a carnival with rides and games
right.
and attractions, but there are actually games and stuff. Mm-hmm. They have a huge DJ.
It's a big block party.
It's a 2-block-long party. They have all of the medical students from USC and the dental students from USC are all that. They have a huge tent where everybody can go and get free medical and dental, whether it's diabetes or heart checkups mm-hmm. or dental checkups. They have a vet. They have mm-hmm. all the vets from USC mm-hmm. that are the students there. They have showers, like all of these, you know, private, bring in these big trucks that mm-hmm. have, you know, private showers in them. They have a huge, like, delicious, amazing lunch that they serve all day. They serve about 1,000 people. They've got ice cream stations and other dessert stations, and then they've got a zillion clothes, and you literally go from station to station, and you pick out whatever shirts and whatever sizes yeah. and shoes and whatever sizes, and some are brand new stuff and some are used. It's just the most incredible thing. So we go.
Oh my
and do
god,
that
that's amazing!
Yeah,
when
it's
is
amazing.
That? I need to write that down.
It's once a year.
I'm crashing the carnival.
You have to. You know what? Look up Skid Row Carnival. It's my friend Justin Baldoni,
yeah.
and his production company is called Wayfarer. And so if you go to wayfarer.com, you can find all of the – they just had it like a month and a half ago, so it won't be again till next year. But he does it for his own birthday. He
yeah.
does it every year.
But in the meantime, there's a million things that have to happen with the homeless in L.A.
Yeah.
So you're doing one of them.
For
yeah.
sure.
Ravanya, I'm so glad you were able to stop by for a minute here on Max and Friends. You're going to come back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to
I
meet
really
you.
I really appreciate it. I wish I was in studio so I could have met
too,
you.
Me
too.
I know. I will meet you soon, I'm sure.
Right? Y'all going to be helping the homeless together, I have a feeling.
Totally.
Eva, you should get caught up with this whole theatrical production.
Yeah, this sounds
amazing. I think you need to be one of the 11th actors working.
That would be
this.
Super cool.
It's not too late to change the number 10 to 11. Right? Consciously create it.
Never too late, right?
But Ravanya, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to hit your GoFundMe up and make a donation so that you can go to South Africa and do your purpose. Do your purpose.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
right.
it, Max.
And
you
now
guys
you
have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday.
Thank you. You know what? I always say dream big, but now you need to dream bigger. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen for you next.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive that.
Beautiful. We'll catch up later. I'll call you after the show.
Bye.
Okay.
Have a beautiful
right.
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great show.
Thanks.
Bye.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet. How
she
amazing.
She was here. You know, and that's what I love about like LA. There's always a million people doing a million things.
Yeah.
But when you find one that's like amazing, like Ravanya, like you, and you guys are doing your thing, like come and talk about
it's
here
all
on the show.
Service-oriented stuff, right? Which is so cool. Isn't she,
and going to South Africa, that's yeah. amazing.
That's amazing. I that's love amazing. This idea here in Los Angeles, though, where we can right actually here. See 10 that's different right. productions and all over the city with 300-plus actors.
Right. See? All right.
Well, all benefiting the mission.
Okay. So let me see. I got to hear the right page. The right page is homewardla.org, O-R-G. All right. So listen, we're going to play a quick thing right now here on Max and Friends. I just got to get to my buttons because I don't know what I'm doing after 11 years on here. Where is my Max and Friends short? I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci and on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. And follow Eva LaRue on Instagram at...
I'm Eva LaRue.
I'm Eva LaRue.
I'm Eva LaRue. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at I'm Eva LaRue, and
YouTube.
I'm Eva LaRue. And then on, I have a YouTube channel called
we'll talk about
the
that.
Eva LaRue channel.
Yeah. And yeah. you have a good show on there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Great show.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. We're gonna play a quick little snippet right now of Eva's new show on the CW, which is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales. And we'll be right back. And Eva's going to tell you about her other show on her YouTube channel, Parenting. Y'all ready for that? Stay tuned.
Babe! Hello, my friend!
My name is Kathy Stevens. Catskill Animal Sanctuary is a haven for farmed animals.
We've helped thousands of animals through emergency rescue.
This is our main barn. We call these guys our underfoot family for obvious reasons.
We got a bunch of friendly critters out here. Tucker!
We have about 350 animals on our 150-acre property.
Hi, Kermit. Hi, Seven. Hi, beautiful girl.
These guys came with the typical problems you see in neglect cases, loaded with parasites, hair coming out in clumps.
Oh, I love you.
His name is Atlas, and he is permanently crippled from neglect.
He came virtually unable to stand and certainly unable to walk more than a couple feet. So we trimmed his hooves and then found a wonderful place that designs custom wheelchairs.
Good job, Atlas!
And they designed a little custom wheelchair for Atlas. And that really helped him maneuver around, gain his strength, gain some confidence. And he's doing pretty well. He can walk back and forth the full length of the barn. The chickens and the turkeys love him. We are in the middle of a big rescue. Good. So Noah is a 25-year-old thoroughbred gelding, and he was in probably the worst situation we've dealt with in 10 years.
I'm tired of being in the barn.
Noah could barely stand up because he was in such pain. So the most wonderful thing was the day we turned him out here, and he galloped from that end of the barn all the way down to that fence, and I will never forget that as long as I live. What I've always known is that life is about giving and receiving love and joy. That's why we're here.
Oh, good girl.
To realize that and to have the courage to support happiness for every living thing. That's what I would share with everybody.
Come on, baby boy, you can do it. Doing very good.
Don't be afraid. Gather your courage and get out there because good Lord does the world need your help.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max Tucci. I'm your host here for Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Eva Kevin LaRue, how is it to be part of a show that's so, it's like educational and helps like...
And inspirational.
And all of it.
It just all feels good. It's like just a really, for adults and for kids, and for every age, it really is a great educational show. And it just feels really good.
And like, you can like sit down and watch it with your kids.
Yeah.
But how is it to like be on a show... You know, because you're used to scripted shows a lot, right?
I'm used to scripted shows, but I've always hosted, done like a smattering of hosting all throughout my career, and I've always loved it. Like, I really love hosting. So this is like a really great
hosting
gig.
You're a total host for this show, and you're great. And what I love about it is like, you show up, you do your thing, you're in studio, and you're sharing these stories about all these like cute animals.
I know.
We just had a great actor in the studio tonight, and you were telling him like, this is perfect for your daughters. Like, you can watch it with your kids. So for you and your next step in your career, like, is this something you want to do more, like host more shows like this?
Yeah, I would love... Well, right now I'm actually developing a show that... so I can't talk too much about it because it's like in development.
Who does that?
But it is because I do really like hosting, and I do really like sharing information, and I like sharing inspiring information and educational, you know, just educational information, just all of the things that... especially that have to do with parenting, not necessarily parenting like my kid's got diaper rash. Now what do I do? No, not those kind of things, but more like, you know, just really important topics that we're dealing with nowadays at every level, because parenting doesn't just start with I have a baby. It's also I'm parenting a teenager. How do I parent my teenager that's left the nest and is now an adult? Because you can't talk to them the same way did before. They're not gonna, you know, we have to learn to communicate differently at every stage of parenting, including when we're parenting our parents and as they're getting older. So parenting never stops. It's generational, and we need to discuss all, there's so many topics in there.
And when you know better, you do better.
When you know better,
breaking
you do better.
A lot of pathologies and a lot of of what your mama taught you.
All
was
the
right
psychological,
way to raise you.
Exactly. Yeah. All the new information that's out there. That's that's environmental. That's physical. That's psychological. That is, you know, where food is, you know, coming into play in behavioral studies. You know, we're very much product of. You know, our environment and our, like you said, the patterns that we grew
patterns
up with
and
what we're also passing forward.
That's
and what
right.
they've passed back to us. And
so, not repeating the same dysfunctional patterns.
I mean,
patterns
there's like literally nine ways, specific ways that is the, you know, perfect storm for raising a narcissist, because narcissists are not born. They're actually created.
Right.
So I just think I find these things fascinating. And so how do you keep from making that happen? Like we can see in our society how many people we run into.
So how many episodes do you have right now of parenting on YouTube?
Oh, my show on YouTube is a funny show. It's not like really about
but
that.
No, it
but
tackles,
it is. We do
it
tackle like actual, you know, real issues and real, but we try to tackle them in a really funny way. So it's Kaya
and
I.
But the humor is good. You need that humor.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, because parenting is funny. Mm-hmm. If you can't find the humor in parenting, you might as well give up and move to, you know, to like an alone.
Russia.
Yeah.
Collusion.
To collusion. Yeah. You might like literally give it up now and give your children away, because it, otherwise you're going
just
to
give them away.
You're just going to want to off yourself. Like otherwise,
if you can't find humor in parenting,
have to laugh.
Like get the stick out of your ass.
Right.
But tell us about the show.
So go to my YouTube channel, Eva LaRue channel on YouTube. And I have a show called Parenteen, and it's with my daughter and I. And so we, tackle subjects like, well, she just learned how to drive this last year, and that was a whole issue. Cleaning their room, trying to get them to do anything.
Okay.
Also, you know, talking about sex, talking about drugs, being really hardcore honest about these things and how to approach it, and that you have to approach it with a real sense of humor and with a really open mind, because you can't pretend like they're not going to do these things or try these things.
That's right.
So you know, the second you get preachy, they're going to stop talking.
Yeah.
And they're
going to
stop listening.
Let's play the clip.
Okay.
Has this ever happened to you? Hey, Kai, I told you to clean your room.
I did.
I swear on all that is holy, Kaya. You are not going anywhere.
I'm gonna take your phone. I'm gonna take your computer. That's exactly what they hear. That's
it's
what
like
they
Snoopy.
Hear. Yeah, exactly. They don't care what you have to say. They just don't. And then, like, on the episode where Kaya was learning to drive, literally, so we're driving home from the school. You know, she's got her permit,
right?
But not her license yet. And I'm in the car with her, and the school's like 5 miles away. And she's doing a great job. We get all the way home. We pull into the driveway, and we have like a half circular driveway. So I said she started to park, and I said, hey, you know what? Before you throw it in park, just pull up like another 2 or 3 feet, just so I can get my car back behind, you know, around behind you. So she goes, oh, okay. So she turns the car back on. I don't know what she was thinking. Jumped on the gas and drove it through the living room.
Ba-boom. And that's a true story.
And it is a true ass story.
And
like,
when you're ready to kill her, you're like, bitch, you just drove through my mother's
living room. Oh, my God. So go to my YouTube channel, Eva LaRue. Go to my Parenting, Kaya Learning to Drive, and you can see the photos and hear the whole story and Kaya's version of the story.
Right.
And it's actually pretty funny because the first part of it, I won't tell you just so you can
you gotta watch
listen.
It.
Yeah. Because I was at a party where somebody was talking about it. I was like, oh my God, they're talking about
they're
it.
They're talking about it. That's me.
They're talking about me.
Oh my God. That's me. Yeah. But what do you want parents to take from parenting?
Just that a funny approach is going to get you so much farther than a preachy, shut down. I told you, or don't you be doing this, that, and the other. If you this and that, you because they're just basically not going to tell you anything, like nothing at all.
No, you know what Keith says? Once your kid finds out that you're not actually going to kill them, it's all over.
Yeah.
Once they find out
that
you're not going to actually beat them and kill them, it's over.
It's all over.
No, that's fun. But cool. Well, I'm so glad you're here joining us. Let everyone know where they can catch your show, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales.
They can catch the show, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Animal Tales, on the CW on Saturday mornings.
Check your local listings.
Check your local listings. It's going to be between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon on Saturdays. And like I said, in Los Angeles, it's on at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a great show. It's super easy.
And DVR it.
And watch it. A few in a row. Or if, you know, stick your kids in front of it. They literally will love it.
Yeah.
They will love it. Anybody who loves animals and loves a good, inspiring animal story will absolutely love this. And it's, you know, these animals getting redemption and getting second chances at life. A lot of them are these incredible stories of these animals that were almost put to death, that were in full kill shelters and got a second chance, and somebody retrained them to be this incredible service dog.
Mm-hmm.
That literally provides a second life for the human.
Right.
Because a lot of these dogs go to war veterans,
mm-hmm.
who have such PTSD that they have a hard time even being in public.
Yeah.
And they have such anxiety and such, you know, that.
The show is so perfect for
it
now.
It is amazing.
I wish you need to go and talk about the show everywhere you can.
Yeah, it's a must watch. It really is. You got to tune in. It's just so heartwarming. We just need more heartwarming TV.
Right.
You know, they've got something to have to have something to combat what we watch every day with the, like the gloom
with
and the doom
news.
And the news and the stomp. Ah.
And there really are good things happening all around us, even though it seems like there's not.
You just have to look for them.
You do.
You
and here you are telling everyone where to find it.
Yes.
Yay.
On the CW.
On the CW.
On Saturdays.
Yep. Check your local listings. Eva LaRue. Oh, before we go, I just want to jump because we were talking about it all week and we were talking about it on Jessica's show. Check out Polish Woman Mondays at 1 p.m. here on LA Talk Radio. Live stream, but we were talking about the whole thing with college.
OMG.
And how far would you go to get your child into college?
Oh,
and would you pay for it?
Well, you know, and it's so funny because we just took Kaya, her dad and I just took her to UC Santa Barbara this week, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and to their big open house. And she loved it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It's a tough school to get in.
Yeah.
It's really tough. The SAT scores are high. I think their acceptance rate is like 16% or something. That's so low because everybody wants to be in California because the weather is so spectacular. Yeah. They come from all over the world to go to school here. So it makes it almost impossible for a kid who actually lives in California to go to school here. So I was saying to Kaya, I was saying to her dad, I was like, there's kind of not a shot. Right. Like, right now, she doesn't have the
unless
essay.
Unless I had a really good movie.
Unless I knew someone. I wonder if they have a crew team. But no, it's like not even a joke. And here's the weird thing. Yeah. I keep thinking, sure, these people are being busted. I don't remember how many they said were actually being busted in this sting. But you know, if there's one company doing it, there's 10 companies doing it. It's just this one company that got busted.
Yeah.
There's at least,
you should do
you
a parenting
know there's
on this.
More than that.
This is a good parenting on how to get your kid into school the right way.
The right way,
the honest
yeah.
way. You know, when we were doing Jessica's show, there once one mother paid, I think, $70,000 for college counseling, not to like bribe the school.
Right.
But like, I think it was like, whatever, 15 or 20,000 per
child.
It's
ridiculous.
It's absurd. And Jessica had on this amazing woman who's like, no, listen, I'm
$7,000. And they don't guarantee you get into anywhere.
All in. But what I learned is from that show, Polished Woman, the Jessica show that she did for college, was that, my college was Berlin and then Italy and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
But, was that if you have a college counselor, that they know a lot of the people that are in the school administration, and what they can do is make the phone call, not to say, oh, you know, here I'm bribing you, but Kai or for whatever, little Johnny, little Johnny might not be able to do X, Y, and Z, but little Johnny on paper, you can't see what he can do, but he can do A, B, and C.
Right.
So it's like they're like pep talking the administration. I don't know. To me, I think the whole thing is bizarre.
It's all super gray area to
me.
It
is. 50 Shades of Gray.
You're paying, like, I just heard the same thing. Like, somebody said to me, oh, yeah, you know, we've got, like, these amazing college counselors. And they're not even, like, really counselors. They're, like, college coaches, basically.
Right.
So there's these college coaching firms that take you from A to Z and walk your kid through everything. And, yeah, it's, like, $10,000 to $20,000.
Yeah.
And they're not guaranteeing that you're getting in. But then, so what is the point? Like,
you know what we learned?
What?
We learned that if you go to like a, shit, what is it called? Some college that's in collaboration with one of the bigger schools.
Yeah. Feeder school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can then like, it helps.
Yeah, there's
you
get certain schools that are feeder schools.
I don't get it.
Into
listen,
bigger schools.
The only thing I know is that if you have kids, you're going broke.
That's a given.
Oh my god! And even if you do pay for their school, there's always the possibility that they do drop out too.
Here's what I should have called Kaya. Her actual name should have been Lamborghini, because I could have had four if I had just gone that way instead of having a kid. The end.
The end. Parenting.
We could have called her Lambo for short. Right.
And her sister Ferrari.
Her sister Ferrari.
Right.
And Porsche.
Less maintenance.
We could have called her Bugatti.
Right, exactly. Right.
For the amount of money this kid's going to cost when she's done growing up.
You see, I'd rather have a car. If you have to feed it, walk her, water it, I don't want it. On that note, no plants, pets, or kids. But I love you for being here in the room.
I love you, baby.
I'll see you hopefully in Italy.
What's next
for you? You're going traveling.
I just got back from travel blog.
You have like this great travel blog.
Yes. Well, you've got to go to evilarue.luxury.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. That sounds so snotty, but it's really not.
Why?
It's just because evilarue.
Hello.
But you could all. It's a great name. Evilarue.com is what it originally was. And
right.
then I started writing a blog for discover.luxury and travel.luxury.
Right. So,
gave me this wonderful site, evilarue.luxury. And so you can see all of my travel adventures there. And you can also see them on travel.luxury. Mm-hmm. And
your Instagram.
It's been, and my Instagram. Yeah. So you can, and my Instagram again is @IM Eva LaRue.
And where are you off to next traveling?
I just got back from Cabo, which you know I love. I used to have a place there. So now I go back and forth.
It's a weekend getaway.
Love.
But internationally?
And I'm trying to decide where I want to go this summer.
Okay.
I was going to go to Switzerland and see the Hadron Collider in CERN, which I was super excited about.
Yeah.
But now my boyfriend has to have like knee surgery. So I don't think I'm going to do that, because we were going to go do that together. But so I think I'm going to come see you in Italy.
You should go on a hiking trip.
I'm going to go see you in Italy.
Probably when this airs, I'll be there.
Because I can't believe you're getting rid of your plane.
We'll see what happens.
But
all right, Eva LaRue, I love you for being here on Max and Friends. Before we go, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
To take it with you into this week is, you know, I think, remember to, because I have to remind myself of this all the time, to love people through their resistance. Because we are going to resist and they are going to resist at certain times in our life, and just make a pledge to love that person through the resistance and ask them to do the same for you.
There you go. And I'm going to tell you all, have the courage to be disliked. You know what? If someone doesn't like you for you are, there's a beautiful word that you can tell them, and it's fuck off. No, I'm kidding. That's my phone number. 1-800-FUCK-OFF if you don't like me. No. Listen, you got to have fun. Everyone tunes in. They're like, what is Max going to say tonight?
Well, you know what?
You never know, but I'll always be inspiring about it. So I really do tell you, have the courage to be disliked. There's a great Japanese philosophy.
Have the courage to be disliked
and be who you are. Dream big and then dream bigger because your life has purpose. I love you for tuning in every Sunday out of here on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma, and take life to the max. Woo-hoo.